my journey at EY has been very special, very exhilarating. I joined EY way back in 2006. It was in a team called Transaction Tax. It was a fairly new team with about 10 people, no partners. The team was very driven. It was a new team. We were out there in the market, hustling for deals, clients, etc. In fact, if I look back today, I don't think I could have asked for a better start to my career. It was a great start to my career. Post that, I went to do my MBA at ISB, and then I joined a private bank and joined their investment banking team. I returned to EY in the investment banking team in 2018, so I'm what we call a boomerang. I'd like to say that my journey at EY has rewarded me very well, personally as well as professionally. EY has grown many fold since I've joined in 2018. We are now a 200 member IB team, one of the top investment banking firms in India. I today lead a team of about 12 members, and I lead education for the practice. One of the distinguishing factors that I've experienced in EY has been the people that I have sort of crossed paths with, be it my seniors, be it my colleagues, be it my team members. I think I have met some really interesting people, really special people. In fact, on a lighter note, I met my husband in EY. So yes, the journey has been very rewarding for me. EY gives you a great platform to work on. You know, we do joint GTMs, we have different service lines, and that just strengthens the go-to-market proposition when we are going to clients. And I think that is what makes us extremely successful and also distinguishes us in the market. Education as a sector, I think I've always been passionate about education, but in 2018 when I joined EY, we had very recently acquired Parthenon as a firm, which was huge in consulting in education globally. And I think for us in investment banking, it was an under-penetrated sector. I think typical to who I am, I took it up as a challenge and started focusing a lot on the sector. Today, I am proud to say that we've done over 13 deals, value worth over $3 billion. And these are marquee deals, and we've carved a very strong niche and a leadership position in this segment in India. In retrospect, when I think of it, my journey towards looking at education very seriously started in COVID when I was researching for some platforms for my son to, you know, sort of keep him engaged and busy, etc. And that led me to start looking at some of these platforms very, very keenly. And I started looking at it more from a professional angle. So somewhere my professional alignment and my personal need to do this for my son side of coincided. And I started taking a more active interest in the sector, talking to founders, and we built a great practice around it. On a lighter note, I'd like to say that, you know, my journey on education started with my son's journey in education. So let's see where both of those end, right? I think I consider myself lucky that, you know, something or a sector that I'm very passionate about, I've been able to combine it with my profession. And I think few people can do that. So that's the platform that EY is. So for me, I think the work-life balance is actually just the ability to manage in a good way right across your family, your friends, your work, your home, and also your teams. I don't think I have got it right. I would love to be a better manager of time. I think I still need to brush up on my time management skills, but I'm lucky for the support system that I have. And I think they have been able to sort of ensure that I'm able to at least prioritize what is important at that day and focus on it. I think just one word of advice, I don't think work-life balance can be looked at it on a daily basis. I think one does need to look at it on a longer term basis. And in my experience with EY from 2006 to now, I think it offers a great platform to do it on a longer term basis. You know, I'll quote Mark Twain on this. He said that find a job that you love and you'll never spend a day working again, right? And I think I'm one of the few lucky people who love what she does. So I love my, I love networking. I love meeting people. I love seeing companies grow. I love seeing deals being executed. You know, just the thrill of seeing a deal executed and in the market. I think it's amazing. So I guess I could say that, you know, networking, deal making are my poison. And I'm one of the lucky few who's found that passion. You know, historically, finance and specifically investment banking have been considered very male dominated. But luckily for us and the newer generation, you know, I think this glass ceiling has been shattered multiple times, you know, and this is across investment banks in the country and globally. In fact, EY is one of the few, if not only, investment banks which have over five partners, including senior partners, within an investment banking team. I think on the advice front, the advice I'd like to give all the young people out there is that, you know, value hard work. Hard work is gender agnostic and it never goes unnoticed. I think if you were to make sure that your hard work is there no matter what, I think people will notice, people will recognize, and people will reward you.